7. I thought there was supposed to be a split between the two pop stations, to where this would be more of a Channel 3 pop song, supposed to be a Channel 2 pop song. Pitbull. I don't know. Okay, this is going to be a really hard left turn here. There are a lot of shit here. By shit, I mean other cars. Set on random. Oh, snap. Remember this one? Die. Oh, yeah, we're going to make it. We're going to... Oh, yeah, this is what I want to hear. This is fucking... Oof.
Like me don't eat a necessary fat intake. my boy on TV, Dr. Phil, got a record deal. He's calling me out on Zill. I'm above the average prune. Too many trying to be sugar hill. Giving birth to whack lyrics. They need to take that birth control pill. So go take a seat in the refrigerator and chill. Rap, I come out ill.
Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, that turbo extra.
Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, cool, Keith.
Houston, we have a problem.
Everybody got technology. Without me, your head needs a battery. Hope submit. The power movement. Receive what I sent. Women love the striped ball that tastes like peppermint. The therapy, you see me on top of the crown of the Statue of Liberty. They sit cool, loco. I'm a part of the world history. They nag around with bickery. The sound effects from my planet make them jittery. Greyhound bus or the flying saucer. A silver ship headed towards Times Square. The Air Force escort me to the shopping mall in Tennessee. Stomp on fire, water with powder. I take a BC when I be in DC. Picture snap actual, I'm not that outside guy. I'm in the capital, I don't worry about too many. They just a pill capsule.
Houston, we have a problem.
Sound like y'all on land. I'ma teach you how to move your words to Tokyo and Japan. Spark your last nerve, they come in baby doodle. Level on the injury zone. Plastic enhancement, stagnation process. Slow classroom, can't make an advancement. Too much bucks, got a plan Benson like Kent. I'm congressional once a week, I meet the president. New electronic equipment. They stuck with Thomas Jefferson. Girls think those guys are intimate. Galactic soul in their steps. I work with malfunctioned people. They gon' take a couple of years to read the instructions, how to get to it. Laboratory cups, show them how to drink my water fluid. Chicks on puzzle, you throw it down. Cause you can't do it. All y'all ancient spirits, the future, you can't pursue it.
We have a problem.
Call back to extra.
Houston, we have a bomb.
It's your backspin.
Backspin.
I'm sure you all know about the TV Network show called Sesame Street.
Yeah. I've heard of it.
Teach them how to read and write.
Yeah.
Especially the ABCs. This is the way we like to see Sesame Street done just once. Listen.
I don't think you can do it this way. This is you're doing it wrong. This is... Stop at V. And you're like in the mix, like a DJ cutting records. Fucking finish it out, man. Leave me fucking hanging. What is W? Tragic, sir.
I wanted cards against tremendous odds. My favorite game was blackjack. I so lost cause my game was so boss. I mean, I had my shit down pat. And I was running through bitches like rags to riches. Cause that's where my heart was at. Yes, I was a down stud's dream. A hustler supreme. There wasn't no game that I couldn't play. I would give him a beating, and I might even blow him away.
Hey, yo, check this out. This is Ice-T, a.k.a.
Hello,
Iceberg.
Yes, Iceberg, yes.
As the chief of life, fool. And I'm chilling right now with my family. Africa Bear Bada, the millionaire Mick Benzo, and the cut man, LG. LG, LG.
XM, you're still locked inside of Zulu Beats. I'm Mick Benzo. That is, keep on trucking. Y'all don't know that reggae. It's a long story for me. I'm trucking.
Don't forget.
See?
Don't forget Friday, August 22nd, Crush Groove Reunion.
Oh, yes, the Crush Groove Reunion.
Taking place at BB King's, New York City. Hosted by Uncle Ralph. Music provided by the Cutman LG, DJ Bedrock, Funk Flex, Grand Wizard Theater, Performance by Curtis Blow, Doug Fresh, Soul Sonic Force, Rob Bass, MC Shaz, Mooney G, Grandmaster Melly Mel. August 22nd, be there.
Okay,
let's go.
Now I'm in the spot where I wanna be. Okay, now I'm in the spot. Yeah. Okay, now I'm in the spot where I wanna be. Money spent, getting bent, chicks in front of me. Just the way I like it. Honey's turning something. I got a seat up in the cut and I'm running something. Fruity's dancing around it, and I'm feeling one.
What's good?
What's good?
What is good? I don't know anymore. Keep listening to all the bullshit you play on this station, though.
Tired of front for these fake niggas. Need a diamond chain to be great, nigga. I got one, but I ain't great, nigga. What it takes, oh, yeah. For the rap game to notice.
Top of okay.
Yeah, all the Madonna. Running a car off a car carrier right here. What the fuck's going on? Real weird. What's on this iPod? I mean, everything is, but... hilarious. I don't really know Limp Bizkit's catalog, with the possible exception of this song that I don't think was ever released, or I don't know what the fuck it was. It's so bad.
Now I'm gonna fill up my lungs with some butane. Turn the mic into a flame. Damn, that shit's hot. Super heavy, built like a Chevy, and I ain't really mad at the hey, hey. Round two, you ready for a break? You keep on talking, I'ma break you off something like this.
Well, there's the worst. It's like a parody of a Limp Bizkit song.
Apocalypse now, we're talking shit now. Give me the countdown. One. Here we go again.
It's not this part, though, this breakdown. I don't know if I have the fucking patience to deal with it, though. Right here, yes.
That's right, I'm a crack addict. You heard me, I'm a crack addict. I'm addicted to crack and skulls with horse sauce daddy.
That's the dumbest fucking thing in the world. I'm a crack addict. Yes, I'm a crack addict. I'm addicted to cracking skulls when punks start static. That's profound.
Right here, alright?
Jesus.
Hey, yo, check it out. What's the deal? Fucking chef, you know what? Zoom Chang, killer beat.
What the fuck?
Yo, shorty, I'm saying. I knew you said she was like yay high, you know what I mean? You out here wilding out. You really need to cool out with all that.
Please, you don't know me.
Where are you now? I want to talk to you.
Making it up. We were just listening to this song earlier, right? I'm addicted to cracking skulls when punks start static. I don't know if you know that about me. There's a lot of really questionable music on this iPod.
Did not say I'm hungry, so it died.
Let's describe a certain female.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And I try hard to do it, and I take my time, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to.
Pepsi was psyched when this song came out. Like, yeah, this guy just really wanted a Pepsi. And people thought he was crazy, but he really just needed a Pepsi. Because Pepsi makes you crazy. Pepsi makes you sane. People go crazy if they don't get a Pepsi.
Best interest, if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go,
throne. I'm on over the good of debate, the charges I can be held against. Pick up the cover store, I got a self-defense. We try to insult my dream pool of a weapon ball machine duel like we were in preschool. So I smash this dog with a 12-inch and cook this bloody angels in a sauce.
Y'all got 7-Elevens out here? Alright, 7-Eleven in my neighborhood. What y'all got to rob? Five times. Like, same thing we do.
Amical, same man.
Now that's one of my hood off Pico and some shit. Through the years, it's been the epicenter for a lot of dumb shit. Let me tell you about this one trip to the store. On the early morning tips around 4, I was standing by the magazines, reading a Maxim. When I heard a familiar voice go to the counter dude and ask him to empty out the register. Now that can't be Trevor. Excuse me, Tiny T-Bone from the neighborhood gang, who if his head wasn't screwed on would lose his brain. Just with two of the dudes, never knew their names. I thought, great, it was time for me to shake. But as I headed for the door, I heard a voice say, wait. When I turned around, he recognized me and I knew it. I was about to leave, that's when the nigga blew it. He lifted up the mask and said, I said, you dumb motherfucker, do you use your brain ever? Never mind. I turned around, gave the deuce. Walking to the car, feeling like chewing juice. Remember when he went in the bar and Blitz let him loose? Anyway, here come this nigga running. Big bag of money. He hopped in my ride. I said, you goddamn dummy, they got your ass on tape. But they didn't see my face. Well, they got my car and my fucking license plate. Man, get the fuck on. Merce, why you gotta hate? Hate nor love got shit to do with this. You better run before the fives come through this bitch. You know you got two strikes. Better use the new knife to dodge all the blue lights. Look, this in.
You right.
Then he bolted up the street. Once he left my sight, I gave a sigh of relief. But that was right before I peeked. This dumb motherfucker left a bag full of money sitting right there on my passenger seat.
A cautionary tale about robbing a 7-Eleven.
I think it's worldwide. In the yard.
Music I especially want to listen to. It's a bummer. There's a lot of it. I just,
In City Hall. You're fucking it up for the people that's in the streets. This is a song.
Pass the fucking ball.
What an idiot.
Fuck it, I'm gonna get...
I'm in the house.
I don't know, she's I think she's her house.
Her house?
I think.
Huh. Can I reach her there, please?
Huh?
May I reach her there?
I don't
know. Are you ready? Let's go!
Yes, yes, I would like to place a personal ad.
What would you like to say in your ad?
I like to say, well endowed player, well endowed.
Well endowed. Oh, Creed, cool. There's a lot of cool stuff on this iPod.
Man, there's a lot of shit before I got in the comedy, man. This would be like a
If you're the bird, whenever we pretend it's over, then I'm the world.
My phone has a smaller subset of music on it that is perhaps slightly more curated, but I don't want to hear any of that either. I have to, oh, jeez. What's on the radio? Oh, it's this fucking Pitbull song again. God damn it! Everything sucks.
check from my store. Married to the money, introduced her to my store. Showed her how to whip my DJ now. She my track.
When I was making connections, traveling across the U.S., linking up with some of the truest revolutionists. Niggas straight ready to do this, so let's do this.
So I guess at some point late tonight is when EA is going to have a press conference. I don't know if they're live streaming it or not. I'm not sure, but maybe they'll have some new stuff. What about the 90s dance station? Oh, finally, some Tayo Cruz. This is what I've been waiting for my whole life, really. Fake shit. No weak shit. It's the real jazz station. Only playing that real jazz. Keep it real with jazz. He's a friendly robot that turns into a Porsche. Shit. Puccini!
PBR had a big, I guess, voting on who was going to be on the cover and the sexiest cowboy or whatever they called it. And of course, Tory Marcus got on the cover.
Of course, he is the sexiest cowboy.
But the PBR called a few weeks ago and asked if I'd be interested in going. And at that time, I was scheduled to go to China on July 27th or July 28th. I think he needed to meet July 27th. Luckily for me, it worked out to where I was able to go out there and spend 2 weeks on set out there with, Luke Snyder and Ross Coleman and Colby Yates and a few of the legends of the sport and amongst some of the top riders in the PBR right now, Marcus Merrilich and Cody Lostro and Brant Atwood and Reese Cates were out there. So we had a good 2 weeks out there, really standing around a lot and seeing actually what it takes to make a movie.
Yeah.
You know, a lot more than saying action and you do your scene. It's days and days and days of shooting, which was a very, very neat experience for me just to see how it's done.
Matt, it's been a pleasure, and there's so much more we could talk about. Can we just plan now on calling you sometime after October the 8th when you get home and find out how you liked your trip to China?
Yes, sir. Let's plan on it.
All right, that'd be great. Matt Bohan, I appreciate it. Enjoy yourself. Best wishes. Good luck. And I hope you have you're going to have a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And thanks for spending time with us on Western Sports Roundup.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's Matt Bohan with us, one of the stars of the PBR. Log on to PBR.com. You can find out all about the China experience. It's coming up for those guys starting next month. We're coming back with more. We'll meet an American Quarter Horse Youth Association World Champion next. Thanks for listening.
Well, all right.
More Western Sports Roundup coming up on Rural Radio, Sirius XM 80. Tune in for Commodity Rap each weekday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, and every evening at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. I'm Arlen Bowling, and I'll be bringing you the
frozen
latest
concentrated orange juice.
That way.
You know, I think that's right.
Full spectrum.
Julie, thank you for sharing your story. We really do appreciate it, and we appreciate
it. It's on special.
We appreciate it, and we appreciate it. So many sports stations.
For those little stutter steps, like he was some, you know, big fat guy. That was not the case. That was some athlete. And I say that not from personal experience, because I didn't see him play in person.
The excitement begins Saturday at 7 a.m. Eastern when Manchester United battles Swansea on SiriusXM
Swansea
94, where every match matters.
SiriusXM College Sports Nation is hitting the road for the 2014
Swansea.
We got seven titles and five.
Party in the, you know, I hung out with family and went to a baseball game, and I will tell you, it's 1,000 times better than, you know,
still throwing at them. Why? Because the guy on the other side's pretty damn good, too.
Well, we'll get into all.
Wow.
Stethoscope.
NASCAR driver, tweet us at MRN Radio using the hashtag AskMRN. And we'll get.
Boyd is God-given.
Baseball is all times Eastern, starting at 7 p.m. The New York Mets face the Washington.
If there's anything you can do for me, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Golf Channel.
For yourself or others, choose from the largest assortment for all 32 teams anywhere. NFL.
You're laughing at all the other messed up things I joked about. Well, you'd have gotten really upset if I'd made fun of you with something you cared about. And I was gonna say all that. But then I remembered Anthony. She's a lesbian. She knows.
Not by violence anymore. We're a very violent country. Like, we may have a lot of great things going for us. I've never lived anywhere else, but we kill some motherfuckers. We kill a lot. Like, it's thousands of people die here every year, man. We have seven guns for every single human being that lives in the fucking country, and I'm no peacenik.
I'm gonna go to the gym. I'm
set. After you've been married a long time, chances are, you're just gonna be spending time together.
Because they're fucking drunk and dumb, and they don't know what, they're all like puffed their chests up, and they're all just coming at this crazy bullshit, fucking coming out of their mouths, like, you know, just making shit up, and like, you know, and it's great, man. If you're ever at a bar and you just hear that of the stool being kicked out, you know, like, oh shit, Redneck, like, get your beer, get some peanuts, and just watch the show, because it's gonna be awesome, man. It's gonna be the best fucking show you ever saw. Oh, it's gonna rock, man. Those guys that are like, man. Nah, man, you don't want to rile me, man. You just rile the wrong motherfucker, man.
Tony's birthday today.
Nano, nano.
Saying loser, because I'm on AOL, I'm not going to look over there.
She's
saying loser?
Yep. It's
been, you know.
I don't like
lotions or drugs. Now you can get clear.
All these stations.
Oh, it's
a
very dark movie. It's a dark comedy. Somebody else to get out of a parking space while they're.
And I have an underage child.
For complete information on this.
So don't act like you live in Saudi Arabia.
I understand.
Don't tell me that he refuses permission. You're not stoned in front of your house with people cheering in America. If you want to live with this mentality, go to Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, go ahead. But you're in America, so don't play the he told me card. Doesn't fly here.
No, I have gotten a job in the last little while, but
ma'am, if you
our checks, has everybody gone upstream?
A lot of good talk radio.
Wow, that was amazing.
Can't deal.
Hey!
No!
It's working the bell. Yo. It's cracking.
What up?
Yeah!
My Uptown brothers.
East Harlem.
El Barrio.
Yeah.
I was just in El Barrio yesterday.
Talk about it.
Was at that Camarada. Shout out to Camaradas on 115 and First Avenue. They're celebrating 10 years.
AKA La Sala de Gibo.
Yes, I just named it today. Hashtag Jibo's Saba. Translation, his living room.
That's right. Jibo, you do a Wednesday night party over there.
I do a Wednesday night party there called Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah.
Been rocking there 6 years.
Crazy shit.
And it's classics. It's, you know, it's that thing, man.
Spanish Harlem shit. Camaradas.
Spanish Harlem.
Test Move also celebrating an anniversary, 10-year anniversary.
10-year anniversary of the Test Move Old School Jam. We do that once a month, every summer. 10 years running, man. Amazing.
Amazing.
I'm going to let you tell it, Tony.
It's crazy, man. We were there this weekend. Shout out to everybody who came through, Sway and DJ Riz. And
crazy. Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah, it was crazy. This Saturday, we was out there on the park, 119th. You know, right in Harlem, Spanish Harlem, doing our shit, outdoor shit. And you've been doing these park jams for 10 years straight, man.
10 years, man.
10 joints.
Once a month. Four times a year, four or five times, depending on the weather. So we done did like 40-some jams out there.
Right.
Not one argument, not one nothing. No violence, not even a dirty look. Like, I can tell you all day about it, but you just got to come and experience it. Yeah. Remember your first time?
Well, okay.
I loved it.
The when kids came out and started dancing. You was like, yeah, what the hell's going on? That's what happened, brother.
That's shit.
Crazy.
So, when's the next one? You doing one in August?
Oh, the next one? No, the next one is September 7th.
Okay.
It's the Back to School Jam. Every last jam, we get the donation from everybody. We donate it to the school, PS96. And then we collaborate with other people that do kind of jams. So, last year was Tools of War. Shout out to Chrissy Faber. We invited them over. We had a little battle. And then this year, I'm inviting the good folks at from the Freedom Party, Mark Smooth.
Cool.
So we're gonna do a roller jam, roller skating. Crazy, Tony.
Roller jam.
I got a real love chest for this. I have a record here, because I'm selectively. I've got the small, suckers like all, the small, the strong. I go for glory, I take it to the territory.
Big day tomorrow. Got some stuff done today. That's good, but I gotta go to bed early for tomorrow. Fine, because I'm pretty tired. I don't know. Didn't sleep too well last night. Phone here. What do we got on the phone? What do we got on the phone? What's on the phone? Some phone music. to get beat with whips, okay. Everyone knows that the members of Two Live Crew are real big in the BDSM scene. It's just a... very outspoken.
2 hours later...
right now, I don't know, and just today, or just, you know, overall, just kind of getting tired of some of the stuff that I got, and don't have anything new and exciting that I'm into right now, and it's just how it goes sometimes. I guess EA will probably have some kind of announcements or whatever to make a Gamescom, because, you know, they sure shit didn't have a lot at E3, so one would think that they could try to make this press conference a big deal for them if they've got more to show and more to say. I don't know how big, you know, it's like they made announcements, maybe they'll just show further stuff on that stuff. I don't know how many, like, formal announcements they would make. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, punch it. Yeah. I'm almost home. I'll eat something. I don't know. I ended up eating a late lunch. Like, it just, it's one of those days where there wasn't a ton of time to eat. And then suddenly it was like, you know, what, 3:30 or something like that. I was like, I'm actually really hungry. So. But then that late lunch, now I'm just like, I don't know if I'm gonna eat dinner or not. I should eat something. But, eh. Wah. So, we'll see how that goes. Ooh, there we go. Been a little more gutsy, I could have made that turn and head in front of these cars, but now here I am waiting. Here we go. There we go. Oh, man, you guys. Yeah. Maybe I'll watch wrestling from last night. I didn't watch it. We're gonna record another wrestling podcast pretty soon here, so I should probably start on that. Yeah, that's the plan, I guess. Or maybe I will skip all of that and not do it. Yeah. Anyway. My 3DS and charge it up. Alright, that's it. I'm home. So, have a good night, everybody. And, yeah, we'll reconvene in the morning. Right? Yeah.